Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Adair Casey Guthrie Center Superintendent Dennis McLean, following the Guthrie Center School Board's regular meeting on Monday, March 16th.
Would you want to explain what the decision-making process was, like who was involved as far as the determinations for closing the schools?
Well, the biggest one was the recommendation coming from the governor based on information from the Iowa Department of Health. Just so that we would have a chance to talk about that, we called off school today and then had our admin team get together and discuss it. And again, based on those recommendations, that's why we went with the four-week closure.
What about spring sports coaches? I mean, as far as, you know, what they get paid to do that sort of thing, is that being affected by the season?
That'll probably just stay the same for right now.
I don't know if they get paid like a one-time stipend or how that usually
works.
Well,
it's a stipend, but usually we pay it out in two payments. So it's just divided in half, and they get half of it partway through the season and then the other half at the end of the season.
So I guess probably won't be any changes to that.
Mm-mm.
How soon is the district going to be offering the meals?
The meals will start tomorrow, so parents can already call in and tell us if they want those meals. And we'll be doing combination breakfast and lunch. So for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, that's what we'll be doing. On Friday, we'll be doing for Friday and Monday. And then on the following Tuesday will be for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then again on Friday will be Friday, Monday. And so we'll get into that pattern once we get to this Friday. And then we'll also be doing the weekend backpacks. So those will still be going out on Friday too. The backpack program that we've been doing will still do, and those can be picked up on Friday when they pick up their lunches for Friday.
As far as the breakfast and lunch, so is that going to be free essentially, like the summer meal program?
Yes, it'll mimic the summer program, so it'll be for any children ages 2 to 18. So they don't have to be necessarily students. If there are younger siblings in the family, you can pick them up for them too. So it's for anyone, any children aged 2 to 18.
And for picking up like the combination breakfast and lunch, what time should students' parents be coming to pick that up?
11:30 to 12:30. And locations are the back of the high school at the Methodist churches in Adair and Casey.
So like for elementary students, they should be coming to the high school then for Guthrie Center?
Yeah, any Guthrie Center families just come to the high school, and so they can pick up for all their kids here. So if there are three kids in the family, you know, if they've got a high school or middle school or elementary student, they can just pick up all three right here.
Just a reminder, what's your plan as far as next week and for the following like 3 weeks as far as, was it still the combined breakfast and lunch, and which days was that?
Yeah, so each Tuesday and Friday, they'll be able to pick up those lunches. So Friday will be for Friday and Monday, and then Tuesday will cover Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So we'll just have the two pickup days, Tuesday and Friday.
Will you be having any meetings with, you know, the staff this week, teachers?
Staff will meet Wednesday morning. And so we'll kind of go over the process, what we've done and the decisions we've made, and kind of expectations and hopes for the next 4 weeks.
And what's kind of the general advice or what you're kind of putting out to parents as far as what they should be doing with their kids over these next 4 weeks?
You know, the same protocol, you know, stay away from public events. Everyone's discouraging that. Wash your hands. If you're sick, of course you should be staying home now anyway. So stay home, especially if you're sick. If you think you might have been exposed and you want to get checked out, call ahead, talk to the clinic or the hospital or wherever you're going. Let them know that you have the suspicion. Explain to them why. Don't just go in there, you know, and expose other people. And they will set up a protocol for you to be seen and tested if necessary and go from there. So if you think it's something that maybe you have been exposed to, call in first before you go in. Let them know that that's what you suspect and let them set up that protocol for you.
What's the next 4 weeks going to be like for custodians as far as cleaning the buildings?
Lots of cleaning, lots of deep cleaning, and getting everything set up and ready to go for when the kids come back.
So what's the district's thinking as far as putting out required learning or assignments over this break?
So at this point, we're holding off on that for a couple of reasons, and really they come down to accessibility and equity. We want all of our students to have access. That's why we're a public school. And if we go to online, we've got certain segments of our population that aren't going to be able to access that the same as everyone else. Either they're too young, you know, they're preschoolers through, you know, third grade, fourth grade, and can't access that the way a high schooler would. English language learners who are going to have trouble with that without having that face-to-face contact. Again, face-to-face contact is no longer an option, so that becomes an issue. And then anyone without internet access obviously can't do the online piece. And so rather than getting people spread out and having different access levels, we're just going to hold off. And when we get everyone back, we're just going to go at it really hard with them when they get back.
Change of subject to the fitness center, because I was just thinking about it. What is the next steps now as far as the process goes for putting it out to bid? Just an update on that. And has coronavirus affected that at all?
Well, no, we approved the sale of the bonds at tonight's meeting. And then at our next meeting, we'll have the construction bids in. And so we'll be able to approve those. And so that process just keeps moving along, even though we don't have kids here using the weight room.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with ADRKC Guthrie Center Superintendent Dennis McLean. Following the Guthrie Center School Board's regular meeting on Monday, March 16th, I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.